أرحم الراحمين من خطيئة العالم كله. نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا واغفر لنا خطايانا أمين.
كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون يا رب ارحم. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون اسمعنا وارحمنا. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون have mercy O Lord. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون يا رب ارحم. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون اسمعنا وارحمنا. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون have mercy O Lord. كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون كيريا إليسون كيريا
God the Father, of Pentecost, all the holy saints, have mercy on us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no right for our hardships and submission with you. Our soul forgiven, remit, O God, our transgressions, those who should be willing and those who should be unwilling, those who should be knowing and those who should be unknowing. Then the manifest, O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, that it be according to your mercy, not according to our sins.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
Amen.
مجدا واكراما اكراما ومجدا للثالوث الاقدس الاب والابن والروح القدس سلاما وبنيانا لكنيسه الله الواحده الوحيده المقدسه الجامعه الرسولية امين. Remember, O Lord, those who brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all heavenly reward.
Praise what is holy and precious, our sacrifices and gifts, the Lord them for them.
The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition. condition, concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us and us, guard us, accept us, you stand us, support us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplication and prayers of his saints. For that which we is a good in our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
من أجلنا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر. امنحنا أن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافة كل حسد وكل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان ومؤامرات الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين انزع عنا وعن ساري شعبك وعن هذه المائدة المقدسة وعن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوات العدو قدسهم طهرهم وأكلهم كي لا تقدس جسدك المقدس هذا المزيج الذي في هذا الكأس الدم الكريم والإكرام 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 خلاص الأنفس الإنسان الله إنك أنت وإلهنا لك الأفوك المجد والإكرام والعزة والسلام عليك الصالح
The Hegemon, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy of the people, may accept Beelzebub from the mouth of the all in training, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth, the one only Holy Catholic Apostle Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth, the beholder of God, the evangelist, the martyr, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, Archbishop, Discourus, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, Hermitian, High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Benedict, Gregor, from the mouth of 300 and the Tinus of Nicaea, the 158 Constantine and the 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of the Honorable Father, the High Priest, Pope Francis II, and from the mouth of the Master, for blessing, for glory, the Holy Name, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, in all times and into the age of ages. Amen.
Helen.
بولس عبد يسوع المسيح الرسول المفرز لبشر الله فصل من رسالة معلمنا بولس الرسول إلى أهل روميا بركاته تكون معنا أمين. لتخضع كل النفوس للسلاطين الفائقة لأنه ليس سلطان إلا من الله. السلاطين الكائنة هي مرتبة من الله، حتى وإن من يقاوم السلطان يقاوم ترتيب الله، والمقاومون سيأخذون لأنفسهم دينونة. فإن الحكام ليسوا خوفا للأعمال الصالحة بل للشريرة. أفتريد أن لا تخاف السلطان؟ افعل الصالح فيكون لك مدح منه، لأنه خادم الله للصلاح. ولكن إن فعلت الشرير فخف، لأنه لا يحمل السيف عبثا، إذ هو خادم الله منتقم للغضب ومن الذي يفعل الشر. لذلك يلزم أن يخضع له ليس بسبب الغضب فقط، بل أيضا بسبب الضمير. فإنكم لأكل هذا توفون الجزية أيضا، إذ هم خدام الله مواظبون على ذلك بعينه، فأعطوا لجميع حقوقهم. الجزية لمن له جزية، الجباية لمن له الجباية، والخوف لمن له الخوف، والإكرام لمن له الإكرام. لا تكونوا مدينين لأحد بشيء إلا بأن يحب بعضكم بعضا، لأن من أحب غيرك فقد أكمل الناموس. لأن لا تزني، لا تقتل، لا تسرق، لا تشهد بالزور، لا تشتهي. وإن كانت هذه كانت وصية أخرى هي مجمعة في هذه الكلمة، أن تحب قريبك كنفسك. المحبة لا تصنع شرا للقريب، فالمحبة هي تكميل الناموس. هذا وأنكم عارفون الوقت، إنها الآن ساعة لنستيقظ من النوم، فإن خلاصنا الآن أقرب مما كان حين أمنا. قد تناهى الليل وتقارب النهار، فلنخلع أعمال الظلمة ونلبس أسلحة النور، لنسلك بلياقة كما في النهار، لا بالبطر ولا السكر ولا بالمضاجعة ولا العهر لا بالخصام والحسد، بل البسوا الرب يسوع المسيح ولا تصنعوا تدبيرا للجسد لأجل الشهوات. نعمة الله لآب تكون مع جميعنا أمين.
Yeah. Catholic epistle from the epistle of our teacher, St. James. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of our Fathers, the pure apostles who are invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their holy blessings do the Solomon. So when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hands to the people. And when there was a great silence, he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, saying, Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept all the more silent. Then he said, I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God, as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest bears me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren, and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there to Jerusalem to be punished. Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that same hour, I looked up at him. Then he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one, and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord shall grow and multiply, be mighty and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God."
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one God, amen. Today is the first day of the blessed month of Baramhotep. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and the greater forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day was the martyrdom of the two saints, Macronius and Thecla. The blessing of their prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 13 of the martyrs, Saint Alexander, the soldier, was martyred. His saint was born in Rome and was raised there. He was a soldier in the army of Emperor Maximinus. It was happened that the saint believed in Christianity. The emperor heard of that, so he summoned the saint and asked him to raise incense for the idols, but he refused. When the emperor insisted, the saint answered bravely and politely, "You have authority, O emperor, that you can impose on me, and I am happy. I revere you as an emperor, but I love my God more than you." The emperor threatened him with death if he did not slaughter sacrifices for the idols. He replied, "Death that you think you are treating me with in the eyes of the Christian is life." The emperor became angry and ordered him hang by his hands and to tie a stone to his feet. He also ordered to beat him and burn it alive. However, the Lord in all of this healed and strengthened him. Finally, he ordered to behead him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 212 AD, the Holy Father sent Narcissus, Bishop of Jerusalem. Departed this saint was well known for his apostolic zeal, holiness, and public speaking. They chose him a bishop for Jerusalem, and he shepherded his flock and guided them in the way of righteousness. He suffered from the persecution of Emperor Maximinus against the Christians. God granted his father the gift of performing miracles. On the eve of the Feast of Resurrection, the oil in the lamps ran out, so he ordered the lamps to be filled with water, and they were lit. Satan invited him, so he moved some wicked men who accused him according to three false witnesses. When Saint Narcissus realized the harm that might affect his flock, he forsook the world and relinquished his episcopate. He lived in seclusion in the wilderness, completely submitting to the will of God without anyone knowing where he was. As of those who falsely witnessed against him, God punished them. The first, his house burned. The second, struck with painful boils in all his body. And the third, lost his eyesight. The flock of the Saint Narcissus became convinced of the innocence of their bishop. They diligently searched for him until they found the saint and asked him insistently to return to his parish. He returned with them and continued his strife and exerted himself in serving the souls. Throughout his exhortations and his eloquent discourses brought many back to the faith of the Lord. The Lord performed many miracles and signs by his hands. After he completed his good in the over, departed and be the blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. Today also the church celebrated the departure of Holy Father Amba Markura, the bishop. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. Also on this day was the departure of the monk, Saint George Ibn El-Amid, known as Ibn El-Makin. When the monk Saint George completed his good struggle, he departed and be the blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever, amen.
Ah.
taksin timel şisadet teleos ageos yes şiros o sarkosin tan kevnematos ageo και Άγιας Μαρίας της Παρθένου, μεγάτο μυστηριόν Άγιος Σατανάτος ελέησον ημές αβεν σώμα ο Ιησούς Marea ore
the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the apostles and the apostles, many prophets, righteous men have desired to see what you see and have not seen them, and to hear what you don't have not heard them. But as for eyes for they see and your ear for they hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels through that prayer of your saints. Remember also our master have bidden us to remember the supplications and prayer which have brought upon to Lord our God's hosts, have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
بمخافة الله وانصتوا لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس ماري متى الإنجيل البشير التلميذ الطاهر بركاته
على جميع
من مزامير أبينا داود النبي والملك بركاته علينا آمين. إليك يا رب رفعت نفسي، إلهي عليك توكلت، فلا تخزني إلى الأبد. أظهر لي يا رب طرقك وعلمني سبلك، اهدني إلى عدلك. بارك الآتي باسم الرب إله القوات ربنا إلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم. تكنزوا لكم كنوزا على الأرض حيث يفسد السوس والصدأ وحيث ينقب السارقون ويسرقون بل أكنزوا لكم كنوزا في السماء حيث لا يفسد سوس ولا صدأ وحيث لا ينقب سارقون ولا يسرقون لأنه حيث يكون كنزك هناك يكون قلبك أيضا سراج الجسد هو العين فإن كانت عينك بسيطة فجسدك كله يكون نيرا وإن كانت عينك شريرة فجسدك كله يكون مظلما فإن كان النور الذي فيك ظلاما فالظلام كم يكون لا يقدر أحد أن يخدم سيدين لأنه إما أن يبغض الواحد ويحب الآخر أو يلازم الواحد ويحتقر الآخر لا تقدرون أن تخدموا الله والمال لذلك أقول لكم لا تهتموا لحياتكم بما تأكلون وبما تشربون ولا لأجسادكم بما تلبسون أليست الحياة أفضل الحياة أفضل من الطعام والجسد أفضل من اللباس انظروا إلى طيور السماء إنها لا تزرع ولا تحصد ولا تجمع إلى مخازن وأبوكم السماوي يقوتها ألستم أنتم بالحري أفضل منها ومن منكم إذا اهتم يقدر أن يزيد على قامته ذراعا واحدة ولماذا تهتمون باللباس تأملوا زنابق الحقل كيف تنمو لا تتعبوا ولا تغزلوا ولكن أقول لكم إنه ولا سليمان في كل مجده كان يلبس كواحدة منها فإن كان عشب الحقل الذي يوجد اليوم ويطرح غدا في التنور يلبسه الله هكذا أفليس بالحري جدا يلبسكم أنتم يا قليلي الإيمان فلا تهتموا قائلين ماذا نأكل أو ماذا نشرب أو ماذا نلبس فإن هذه كلها تطلبها الأمم، لأن أباكم السماوي يعلم إنكم تحتاجون إلى هذه كلها. لكن اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره، وهذه كلها تزاد لكم.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the second week. We're starting on the second week, and the next week, the second week of the Holy Land and the Great Land. The last week is a preparation. And we talked about how we have to prepare ourselves for fasting. And there are the three main points we have to prepare ourselves in it: fasting and prayer, and also to give and help the people. Without the three main things in our life, in our fast, it's nothing. Fasting without prayer, it's nothing. Prayer without fasting equals zero. And the both of them without help the people, it's nothing also too. We can't live without helping and feel who are the others. Then today it's another thing. If we know how to prepare ourselves for fasting, ازاي نساعد نفسينا ان احنا نصوم عن طريق ان احنا نصلي صلاه وصوم وصدقه او نساعد الاخرين, then now we have to know how to live. How to live our Christianity. And today we talk about the treasures. Some people went to God, to Jesus Christ, and said, okay, well, what do you think about like treasures of everything in our world? That's why we read this gospel. I was thinking before about how to talk about what we have to talk about the treasures. From a few weeks ago, I was in a mall. And with my family. And then I was very tired, then I sat down on the side, like in the middle. And I was very tired, but suddenly there is like a lady, she's over 60 or maybe 70, I don't know. And she stopped beside me, and I was looking to her like I don't know exactly what she wants. Maybe she wanted to sit down, then I stand up, I tell her, like, if you wanted to sit down, sit down. And she told me, no, I don't want her to sit down. She told me, I told her, okay, خلاص زمان جايزة. I sit down again. Then she stand up beside me again, and she was looking to me. And then she started to cry. Then I was looking to her, I don't know what happened. What she wants exactly. I told her, can I help you anything? She told me, no, don't worry. Then I told her again, like, can I help you in anything? Let me know. She told me, no, I remember only my daughter because she passed away from a few months ago. She's over, like, around 40s, in 40s, her daughter. And I told her, like, oh, I'm so sorry for that. But you are crying because you remember your daughter. She told me, maybe yes, because I miss her, but I'm crying about things. I wanted to talk with you about something. I told her, okay, sit down, let's talk. And she started to tell me, like, I have two sons and two daughters. One daughter, she passed away. She's passed away from a few months ago. And I have one daughter, another daughter, she is a nun. And I have two sons. One is a priest in Lebanon, and another one is monk in a monastery here in Canada. I was looking to it, wow, you have four kids, two monks and two nun, one nun and one, she's passed away. I told her, but what you are crying? She told me, actually, to be honest, I was thinking about the treasures like a few weeks ago, and I didn't know what I have to say. And the answer was with this lady. She told me, I lived all my life alone. My husband left away, he passed away from long time ago. And I had a lot of money in my life. I have houses here in Canada, and I have a lot of money, and also in Lebanon. And but I put in front of me what I will use with all this money. I wanted to focus only with my kids, and I wanted to put in front of my eye what I have to do. And she told me a word, which is exactly what I was searching. She told me I was searching for the treasure. And I was like, I opened my eyes. Oh, you answer my question now. What is the treasures? And she told me, I focus only to build in my kids the virtues. She told me, I lived all my life. I focus only to build in the virtues in my kids and also mine. They left, I know. I'm alone, yes. But I'm crying now. Tell me exactly. Am I right or wrong? And I was like, with a smile, I told her, you answer my question. You did the right thing. You built the virtues in your kids and yourself. However, you are alone, but what you feel now? She told me, yeah, maybe I miss them all, but I feel honored. I feel satisfied. I did a great job. And after I finished the discussion and the conversation, I was surprised that God sent me a message. He told me, you know what is exactly the treasure? You know exactly now what is the treasure? And when we read the gospel, it's exactly as if Jesus Christ is talking to me. He told me, this is a treasure. You are searching for everything around you, the money, the position, the whatever. But everything, it will be gone. If we go to the beginning of the gospel, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rot destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. لا تكنزوا لكم كنوزا على الأرض حيث يفسد السوس والصدى وحيث ينكب الصخر يكون ويسرقون. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. And I think that this lady, they exact did the same. She lays up for herself treasures in heaven. And this is exactly what we have to do. I read a story about there was earthquake in a country, and they tried to evacuate a building before lay down or fall. And what happened? Then one man only, he refused to go outside the building. And he stayed inside the building all the time. And they tried to convince him, please go outside. The building will fall on you. And he refused. And after a while, all the building fall down. And they tried to remove everything. And what they found? They found that this guy, he has a diamond. And he took the diamond. He tried to search where is the diamond, and he found it. But because he can't live without the diamond, that's why he kept the diamond inside his bottom and the building fell down. It's different. One is looking after the money, or I can remove the money and I can't put anything else. And another lady, she was looking to another treasure, which is the virtues, to build these virtues inside herself and her kids too. She is building, or she has treasures in heaven, in the eternal life, where there is no nothing, there is not no thief, no dust. Everyone from us has a treasure. When Jesus Christ, he said, then do not lay up for yourselves treasures, then everyone has a treasure. Because however you are rich or poor, but we have a different treasures in our life. For example, maybe my treasure is my ego, myself. No one can touch myself. No one can talk to me like that. Or the treasure, for example, like the money or the work. Then what is your priority in your life and first? What is the treasure? Or maybe a relationship or friends. Then I have to know exactly who is coming the first. What is the treasure? If I tell you, for example, tomorrow morning we are leaving to God, what you have to take with you? If I tell anybody now, we are going tomorrow morning to God, we will meet Him, what you have to take with you? I remember when I was young, then some from the brothers in the Catholic, they told me the story of Saint Francis. He was too young, like a kid, like you. And they come to Saint Francis and they said to everybody, to all the kids, and they said, okay, tell me if Jesus Christ is coming, what you will do? He's coming now, what you will do? Then one kid, he said, I will go to confess. Another kid, he said, I have to go to my parents and I ask them to forgive me because I did the very bad things. Another kid, he said, I wanted to go to my friend because I did also bad things to my friend. And I want to forgive, ask him to forgive me. Then they go to St. Francis and they said, what you will do? He said, if Jesus Christ is coming now, I was playing a soccer outside. I have to continue my game. Then they said, what? We're asking you that Jesus Christ is coming now. He's coming now. What you have to do something. He said, okay, what I have to do? I'm living with Him. Even I'm playing a game, a soccer, but I'm living with Him. Then what I have to do? He has His own treasures. He built already His treasure. That's why, however, He was young. But He knows very well at the time what He has to do. Everyone from us has a treasure. But I have to ask myself, what is my treasure? That's why you have to sit down with yourself and to know exactly what is your treasure. What is number one? If I tell you, for example, we have to leave Canada and we have to go to another country, what do you have to take with you? There's a list. And I will tell you, take the most precious five things with you. Very important for you. Like you will find the very, for example, like expensive ring or expensive things in a house to take it with you. I'm telling you now something different. We are leaving to see and to meet God. However, doesn't mean that Jesus Christ is not saying to me to do like money. For sure, 100%, I have to prepare myself, but I have to see what is my priority. Jesus Christ is not against us to do, for example, like to have money or possessions or whatever. No. But if this is my target, this is a treasure that I'm looking for, I will see my heart. Because this is exactly what Jesus Christ said.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For where your treasure is, there where your heart will be also. The heart is following my mind and is following my priorities. I will ask you a question. When you go to your home, your house, with your family, what you are talking about? Are you talking about the future? Are you talking every time about whatever, but you are forget to talking about Christ? That's why in the family day, we try to like insist to build a corner named the altar, a family's altar. Because we wanted that everyone inside the home, inside the house, to pray all together as a family. This is a treasure. The treasure is to build our virtues. I will read for you also another part from St. Peter, the epistle of St. Peter, the second epistle. The second epistle of St. Peter, chapter number 1. He said, I try to open only here to read all together. See to know what is a virtue. Verse number 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue knowledge. To knowledge self-control. To self-control preservance. To preservance godliness. To godliness brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness love. ولهذا عناه أنتم باذلون كل اجتهاد قدموا في أمانكم فضيلة وفي الفضيلة معرفة وفي المعرفة تعففا وفي التعفف صبرا وفي الصبر تقوى وفي التقوى مودة أخوية وفي المودة الأخوية محبة. Then without there is starting by faith, ending by love. And it's another virtue that we have to learn. The love for everybody. What is my treasure? Look also to everything. Look to your treasure. And you have also to know what is exactly. One day in Acts 20, in Acts maybe Acts 5, Hananiah, Sapphira, Ananias and Sapphira, they prefer to give part of from the money and to put it under the feet of all the disciples and said, this is all our money. They have their own treasure, the honor. They don't want it to give the money and to love the people, and to love the poor. No, they have their own treasure only, the honor. That's why they give the money, but they're looking to others' side. They are looking for the people who will say, yeah, bravo. They give their all money. This is what I have to search inside my heart. What is exactly the treasure? Look inside yourself and say, and ask yourself, what am I looking for? I'm looking for everything earthly in the world. I'm attracted to it, or only I'm looking for God, and I leave everything in God's hands. For example, read by the end when he said, for today, the gospel said, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of none value than they? طيور السماء وبعدين جه قال ألستم أنتم من الأحرى أفضل منها؟ You can imagine, for example, that the birds, they are not thinking about the food. They know that they will find everything. Why we are worried about our life? Why we are worried about the food, about the money, about the position, about anything, about the future? We are in God's hands. What is your treasure exactly? That's why today in the gospel, the church tried to take an alarm, to add an alarm and say, we are starting fasting. Don't think about anything else. Only think about the kingdom of heaven. Think about Christ. And don't worry, look to the birds. God taking care about the birds. The conclusion, I want to tell you only that we have to seek the right way. We have to go in the right way. I think that I learned a lesson from the lady when I met her in the mall. I think she gave me the right meaning of the treasure. Because by the end she told me, I think I did the right way. I did the right thing and I went to the right way. And I think that this is what I give all my life to God. And she feels happy. This is only our treasure in our life, to seeking the kingdom of heaven and to talk about Christ all the time. God bless us and bless these days also too. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Então foi esse o bom somente criar renome esse
Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, is incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens, sits right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and dead. His kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, where the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess on baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
By the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus. Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic greetings.
Lord,
be masaratika, ya Allah, imla qulubana min salamik, atahirna min kulli danasin, wa min kulli ghishin, wa min kulli riya. ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبث الموت واجعلنا مستعقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بها ركوعا في دينونة من موهبة غير الميدة السمية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة. يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحم آمنا تقدموا على الرسم قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظروا أنصت
Sotun kosisun emmariya choi sari emot nanin pikoi Rabbu
Principalities, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
Anta huwa allazi yaqif hawluka ash-sharubim al-mumtali'un السرافيم ذو الستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين
أنصت
قدوس قدوس قدوس
قدوس ودوس بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة مريم and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the bed through Monai, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation, sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one and the world, and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. قام من الأموات في اليوم الثالث أصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازاة هذا الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكونة بالعدل ويعطي كل واحد وواحد كنحو أعماله Of God in an echrim parishti a mysterion enteti met efsevist eftish gar eti fi efumo chaybon chem pikon mos
I
افغان سیم شوی اتف هاروک فی تفوف این یو تفنوتی او افنی ون تهان نیون اتف شپگمون آفنس مو ایروف اف ارآگی از این مف Auf tief in jeden Ofen age us matitis, o ein Apostel us et oeb, ewe go emos. Tek it of it all of you, for that in my body it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
By reaching on pike afot men in sampdi ipnon afton tve volken o enipnem o ma o et afshevkemon. Afens moeru, af erage yezine mof. Afgemti pi, aftif on nieten ufen agius matitis, oen apostolus et oeb, evgo emus. Take, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me. Venet etena om evolchem pai oinkfoi oentetem so evolchem pai afot foi eretenige onchem pamu ereten er homologin entanasta asis. Ereten irim pomevi shanti
Amin, 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 ton thana ton so kireye
Kantan gel omen, get in agen su anastansi Etin anem sin so entis oranis e homologomen
se enomen se flogomen se charis omen kirie
ففيما نحن أيضا نصعد كرالام المقدسة قيامتي من الأموات صعود إلى السماء تجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب أظهر الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقرب لك كرابينك من الذي لك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدا
Giving for the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Lord, through our matter the body of your holy and the perfection of our soul, Lord, by your spirit, that we may become one body, one in spirit, and may have and share an inheritance with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops, one and her foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored father, the Archbishop Baba Amba Tawadros II.
Pray for our priest, Pope Baba Tawadros II, Pope Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, and for our Orthodox bishops.
And those who write, define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church or shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higumen, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord,
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن أذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما أمان Remember, Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours, and in every place and in every monastery of our Lord, fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the whole land of this city, of our land, of all cities, districts, and islands, and ministries.
Amen.
And those whose wealth bring God's fingers, like Lord, the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, and the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the fields, that Christ our God may bless them. Have compassion on his creation, which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Esaid ha-kaming dariha ka-namating farah wagil ard ليروح أرضها ولتكثر أثمارها أدى للزرع والحصاد ودبر يا رب دبر يا رب حياتنا كما يليق بارك إكليل إنسانا بصلاحك من أجل فقراء شعبك من أجل الأرمال واليتيم والغريب والضيف ومن أجلنا كل نحن الذين نرجوك ونطلب اسمك القدوس For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season, deal with us according to your goodness. O you forgive foot of flesh, fill our hearts, fill our hearts with joy and gladness. That we too have sufficiency and in everything all is may abandon every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought and those who have given, those on whom they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly command of your only begotten that should become a memoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of the Righteous consummate in the faith. Most of all the pure, full of glory and virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. And Saint John the Firm, Baptist, and Martin, esteemed our deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and the martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severo, George, and Discoros, Saint Asanas, the apostle, Saint Peter, the martyr, and high priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, the Solution, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, the Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sibylline of Nicaea, the 150 of Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. Our righteous Father, the great Ab Antony, and our righteous Father, Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross bearers. Our Father, Abba Shon, the Higumin, our righteous Father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our
God say. Baba kirenos bima suan arshes yakun habib gergis. وَكُلِّ مَصَافِ قِدِّسِينَ هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ بِسُؤَالَاتِهِمْ وَطِلْبَاتِهِمْ اِرْحَمْنَا كُلَّنَا مَنْ وَانْقِذْنَا مِنْ أَجْلِ اسْمِكَ الْقُدُّوسِ الَّذِي ضَيْعَ عَلَيْنَا
of our holy fathers, patriarchs, who have fallen asleep, O Lord, repose your souls and forgive us our sins.
In their holy blessings, be with us. Amen. Glory to you, O Lord. Lord,
وهؤلاء كل عهد رب الذين ذكرنا اسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في فكر احد منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الايمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب اذكر انفس عبيدك رشدي بشاره فهيمه غبريال اسحاق اسكندر وجيه ويصا نجمة مهنة تفضل يا رب ننفذهم جميعا في أعضانا بين القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع قدرة على ماء الراحة في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور
اطلبوا عن أبانا أخوتنا الذين رقدوا وتنيحوا في الإيمان بالمسيح منذ البدء أبانا القديسين رأس إلى ساقف أبانا الأساقف أبانا القمامسة أبانا القصوص وأخوتنا الشمامسة أبانا الرهبان وأبانا العلمانيين وأنيح كل المسيحيين الذين رقدوا لكي المسيح لنا يريح نفوسهم أجمعين في فردوس النعيم ونحن أيضا يصنع ما نرى حمة ويغفر لنا خطايانا
Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken upon in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace until the end. It was and shall be. It is from generation to generation and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. اهدنا يا رب الى ملكوتك لكي بهذا كما يقول لشيء مجد وتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس.
فلنشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح لأنه جعلنا أهلاً الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس. وأيضاً الآن فلنسأل أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة إسعاد أسرار الإلهية غير الميتة. في خريستوس إن جي بي بانتوكراتور بشويس بنوتي.
آمين آمين إبرون سبك سانستي
irini pasi
etomnemati so
ente huwallahu arrahum mukhallisu kulli ahadin alladhi tajassada li ajli khalasina alladhi adaa lana nahnu alkhata الذي صام عنا 40 يوما و40 ليلة بسر لا ينطق به. Rescued us from death and gave us his holy body and precious blood for the forgiveness of our sins, who spoke to the multitudes and his saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, "This is the bread of life which came down from heaven. Unlike your fathers, who ate the manna in the wilderness and died, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever, and I will raise him up on the last day." لهذا نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر، تعال نفوسنا وأجسادنا وأرواحنا كي بقلب طاهر نجرؤ بدا لا بغير خوف أن نصرخ نحو أبيك القدوس الذي في السماوات ونقول: أبانا الذي في السماوات.
Thank you.
ذات القديسين مبارك الرب يسوع المسيح ابن الله القدوس والروح القدس امين.
واحد والاب القدوس، واحد والابن القدوس، واحد والروح القدوس.
Irini Ponsi
et omnel matis
Soma ageon ke matimi unalithinonis Urensu doio tu Deum unamin
Amen.
Ageon timi un soma ke malithinon Isu Christu doio tu Deum unamin
Amen.
Peace, O man, in peace, no fin tem, manu in penuti, fai pen genomen, mi amin. Amin, 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 كان واحدا معنا أودي ونقترات ولم تزاجر ولا تغيير إذن the good confession before Pontius Pilate gave it up for us upon the union of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity pardoned not from his humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye. يعطانا خلاصا وفرانا للخطايا وحياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه آمین 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 النادى بالحقيقة آمین
آمین آمین آمین تنانتین 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 جنثایتین خنوم اثمی آمین طوبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Let us sing alleluia. Pray for the worthy partaking of the immaculate and heavenly holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy. mercy.
Oh.
هذه الذبيحه بعد تسبح اليوم الى العلو وتكون امام الله الحالي يغفر لنا خطايانا. مجد لله في العالي والارض سلام الناس المسره امين.
آمين سشوبي.
يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك قرر لنا سلامك واغفر لنا خطايانا. لك القوة والمجد لك البركة والعز الأبد أمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر. محبة الله لا يبدأ بالكل نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا وكريسو المسيح شركة موهبة عطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم تدوم فيكم امضوا بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين.